Who here can ride a bike? Are we capable of riding a bike? I recently met somebody that was a grown adult who could not ride a bike. I was like, oh, it's different. We were at World Youth Day. It was a fun time. Anyways, riding a bike. Where did you start off in riding a bike? You guys remember, like, as a kid, where you started off? The little training wheels. Who here had training wheels? Who here had like their hand-me-down brother's bike? Not talking personally here. Hand-me-down brother's bike that you could barely like get up and over, and you had to like adjust the seat super low. Yeah, that was me. Anyways, training wheels. Good days. Who here's like remembers the day that their training wheels came off? Does anyone remember the day? A few of us? How excited were you on that day that you're like, Dad, Mom, like, take off my training wheels. I think I'm ready. Yeah, a few of us. I was obviously super pumped. Still am, apparently.
I was mortified.
You were mortified? Nice. You were forced to it. I like that. Training wheels, the day we get our training wheels off, what is the purpose for training wheels? It's to get us to a day where we no longer need them. We no longer need the training wheels so that we can ride the bike as it was intended to ride. Of course, the bike I started off on wasn't even a gear bike. Like, we upgraded to gears eventually. We just started off with a simple pedal. Back pedal was the brake. I thought it was the coolest thing when you got a gear bike and you could back pedal and not brake. I thought that was the coolest thing, going downhill back pedaling. Anyways, clearly I love biking. Anyways, Jesus today is saying that the fulfillment of the law is love, essentially. Love is the fulfillment of the law. And what humanity doesn't understand about itself is that the training wheels or the Ten Commandments. That's why God instructed us in the Ten Commandments, because God knows humanity and we need rules and regulations to say, oh, I'm no longer acting in love. I'm having something else be my God. I'm being idolatrous. I'm having a God above God himself who created me. I need that memory. I need that ingrained. I can't have another God other than God himself. And in order to be in right relationship with a mere creature that knows his creator, I shouldn't use that name in vain. Because that name created everything that is and even my own life. And yeah, he rested on the seventh day. God of the universe rested on the seventh day. I should probably rest with him so that I can be with the God of the universe on that day. I can reverence his name and I can just be a human being instead of a human doer. I need that as one of my training wheels. Now, that's what the Lord says in the first one. You should love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And I need this other training wheel to love your neighbor as yourself. This other side of the rest of the Ten Commandments. I probably shouldn't take something that isn't mine. That's called stealing. I probably shouldn't grasp or lust over someone or something to take for my own pleasure. I probably should obey my parents. They're the ones that brought me into this world, regardless of how the relationship is or isn't. Should probably respect them. God used them to bring me into the world. Should probably call them up every once in a while. Say hi to them. And you can go through all the rest of them. But what is Jesus' end goal? It's to teach us love. Humanity is meant to be driven by love, authentic love, real love, self-giving love. And the saints show us what it is to take off the training wheels. Mother Teresa, one of my favorite Mother Teresa stories, she's in Calcutta, she's working with the poor in the UN, and she's going around asking for alms for the poor. She goes up to a shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper spits in her face. She doesn't get angry. She doesn't get mad. She goes, "That was for me. Now what do you have for the poor?" She knew her mission in the Lord of love so well that even a hit to her ego didn't stop her from the mission. Didn't stop her from carrying on God's will in her life. Saint Padre Pio, one of my favorite saints currently, or I think I'm his favorite. He keeps showing up in my life. I don't know. We're trying to figure this out still. I'm kind of ignoring him. He's coming back. I'm ignoring him. Anyways, I should probably pay more attention to him. Anyways, Saint Padre Pio, totally ostracized by the church, completely. The hierarchy of the church denies his stigmatas. They deny any miracles that he's doing, any intercessory prayer that has an effect. And whatever Holy Mother Church asks of him in obedience, he does. He does in obedience to Holy Mother Church. "Hey, we need you to disappear because we don't think you're legit." "Okay, I'll disappear." I took obedience. "Okay. Whatever Mother Church wants." Doing the will of the Lord in our lives looks different for each one of us. St. Paul encourages us today, turn from your idols to serve the living and true God and to await his Son from heaven. You and I have the privilege of seeing his head, Son, come down from heaven and us to go to heaven here at Mass, where we receive the Eucharist, God's true Son, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, so that you and I can learn to love, to be in love, and to give ourselves in love, so that we can pursue the Lord until he calls us home to be in love for all eternity.